Well, a bishop went to a church to do the sacrament of confirmation. The kids were all very nervous that the bishop might call upon them and ask him a religious question. So the bishop is giving his homily, and he picks on one of the 13-year-old boys and tells him to stand up. So the kid stands up, and the bishop says to him, "Define for me the Blessed Trinity." And the kid thought for a moment and said, "Three in one, and one in three." And the bishop scratched his head and says, "I don't understand." And the kid said, "You're not supposed to, bishop. It's a mystery." So the Trinity is not a puzzle to be solved. It's a mystery to be entered into. As Peter Kreeft once wrote, Peter Kreeft is a wonderful author, a modern-day C.S. Lewis, a wonderful writer, and he says, the Trinity, again, is not a puzzle to be solved. It's a mystery to enter into. What is the mystery of the Blessed Trinity that we celebrate today? It's the fact that there is one God, and yet three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Trinity is a family of love, a communion of love, and yet there's only one God. And this one God has revealed that he is three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. See, a mystery is a divinely revealed truth. We could not have figured out this mystery of the Trinity. We could not have thought about it on our own accord. It was had to be revealed by God. Whereas the existence of God, that can be known by the light of natural reason. Vatican I taught that back in 1870, that a person can come to know that there is a God. But the fact that God is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that had to be revealed. And that was especially revealed in the New Testament by Christ. In the Old Testament, there are hints of the Trinity. For example, in the book of Genesis, where God says, "Let us make man in our own image." Not images. Image is singular. But God says, "Let us make man in our own image." This idea of a plurality, three persons in one God. But it was especially revealed in the New Testament. And the first one that had the Blessed Trinity revealed to her was our Blessed Mother. Perhaps a 14, a 16-year-old girl, when the angel Gabriel spoke to her, he revealed to her the truth of the Blessed Trinity. When he said to her, "If you are willing to say yes to God, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and the child to be born will be holy, the Son of God." So here we have the Holy Spirit, then the Father, who's the Most High, and then God the Son became incarnate in Mary's womb. So this young maiden of Galilee was the first one to have the Blessed Trinity revealed to her, that God is one God, and yet three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Jews knew that God was one. That was revealed to them, that there was one God. But only in Christ is it revealed that God is three persons. We see this clearly at the baptism of the Lord at the Jordan River. When Jesus came up out of the waters of baptism, God the Father spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And it says the Holy Spirit descended upon Christ and would look like the form of a dove. So there you have the voice of the Father, you have Jesus, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit descending upon him. The Transfiguration, the same thing happens, where Christ is on the holy mountain, and God the Father speaks and says, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." And the cloud of glory, called the Shekinah cloud of glory, which is the Holy Spirit, envelop them. So you have the voice of the Father, the cloud of the Holy Spirit, and Christ himself, again, manifesting the Blessed Trinity. And then the Lord made it very clear in today's gospel. He says, "Go out into the whole world and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Name is singular. It's not three gods. It's one God, but in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When St. Patrick went to Ireland back in the 4th century to evangelize the pagans, he had to teach them that there was one God, not many gods, one God, and yet three persons. So he picked up a shamrock, the Irish shamrock as a symbol of the Trinity and said, this is a little reflection of what the Trinity is like. It is one. It is one plant and yet three with the three leaves. Bishop Sheen was able to, I think, come up with a much better image of the Trinity in the modern world by using water. He used water as H2O. He says, water is, of course, H2O in its very essence, but in its very nature, but you can have ice, water, and steam. What is ice? It's H2O. What is steam? It's H2O. What is liquid water? H2O. Three distinct things that we see, and yet, essentially, they are one. So remember, God is one. He has one being, one nature, one essence, one substance, and yet, He is three persons. Person answers the question who, nature answers the question what. So God is one God and yet three divine persons. Sometimes the kids say, Father, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because they say they went to kindergarten, they learned that 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. There must be three gods. Well, I say to them, well, what is 1 × 1 × 1? And that seems to answer the question for them. Because they said, don't add, multiply. Okay? 1 × 1 × 1 = 1. And so God has revealed this incredible mystery that He is one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a family of love, a community of love. And it certainly, of course, boggles the mind. A mystery does not mean we cannot understand anything about it. It means that you can continue to learn and study this for your whole life and never come to plumb the depths of the divine truth. In fact, that's one of the great joys of heaven. The greatest joy of heaven is called the beatific vision, seeing God face to face, seeing how God is one being, one essence, one nature, one substance, that there is only one God, and yet this unity also has a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three distinct persons. The Father is not the Son is not the Father is not the Holy Spirit, and yet they all share the same being, the same nature, the same substance. In fact, we say in the Creed, in a few moments, we'll be standing and professing our faith in the Blessed Trinity. The Creed is divided into the three sections. Our belief in God the Father, belief in God the Son, and belief in God the Holy Spirit. And we start out by saying, I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty. Then we say, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. And He is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial. That is a great word. I think it's worth 14 points in Scrabble. Consubstantial with the Father. It means of the same substance, of the same nature. And through Him all things were made. And there was never a time when the Son of God was not there. The Son of God was eternally being begotten by the Father. And then lastly it says, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. What is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. And there was never a time when the Holy Spirit did not exist. From all eternity, God the Father begets the Son, generates the Son. From all eternity, the love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. So there is an eternal Trinity and undivided unity. And whenever we get a blessing, we profess our faith. Whenever we make the sign of the cross, we believe that there is one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.